So for myself, induction was done because I was a high-risk pregnancy and because my son had an enlarged kidney. And they didn't know why that was happening. And most of the time that resolves in the womb, and his did not, it wasn't. So they said because it had worsened, I was getting weekly ultrasounds. Because it had worsened, they felt that it was time to induce. I, in that moment, didn't really think through the whole situation. I was just scared and nervous and concerned, obviously, about my baby. And so I feel like I didn't follow up with the right parties, I guess. So labor induction risks. So if you fail to dilate to give birth within 24 hours or more, you may need a C-section. That is what ended up happening to me, is I had a C-section. So I think that's a very real scenario that happens a lot of times. I think especially with older moms versus, maybe younger moms, that C-section ends up happening if you're induced. I actually did hemorrhage as well during my C-section. So that was pretty scary, but they like shoved these pills in your mouth and I couldn't even stay awake. So I just had like these dry pills I was like choking on while they're trying to stop the bleeding and I can't. So that's kind of scary. So just so you know, that is something that they can happen. I'd say that wasn't the issue throughout the entire process, really, maybe a little bit, but in general, my issue that led to the C-section was generally that I wasn't dilating, and I ended up having my water broke, and then 24 hours later, I still wasn't dilating enough, so and the baby wasn't, baby Odin wasn't doing well, so that ended in the C-section. So that's what they mean when they're talking about that. So they'll give you medications first to soften your cervix so that it allows it to be able to dilate.